AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Switzerland, investigators believe it was sparkling candles that caused the New Year's fire that left 40 dead and 119 injured. Charles Deledesma has the report.
Valais Canton Attorney General Beatrice Pilote tells a news briefing, everything suggests the fire started from the sparkling candles or Bengal lights that were placed on the champagne bottles and brought too close to the ceiling. From there, a rapid, very rapid and general blaze occurred, leading to these initial results. Eric Bonvin, the general director of the regional hospital in Sion that took in several dozen injured people, says those with severe burns face months of treatment. He tells the AP that most of the injured were teenagers and young adults. Bonvin recounts hospital staff scrambled to determine the extent of people's injuries, aided by colleagues who'd not been scheduled to work but rushed in to lend a hand. I'm Charles Deledesma.
In Western North Carolina,
we have foiled a terrorist attack that was planned to take place on New Year's Eve in Mint Hill, North Carolina.
U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson announcing an arrest.
The defendant here is an 18-year-old named Christian Sturdivant. He has been planning this attack for about a year, but he's been planning an attack for far longer than that. He was planning this attack in support of ISIS, and we have charged him with attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization.
Minnesota officials are rushing to provide information to the Trump administration about child care providers and parents receiving federal funds. The state's Department of Children, Youth, and Families tells recipients it has until January 9th to verify them after funds were frozen due to fraud schemes at daycare centers. All 50 states have been told they must now provide additional verification before receiving more funds. Minnesota Democrats accuse the Trump administration of playing politics and hurting families and children as a result. This is AP News. Former Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell died this week at the age of 92.
Campbell stood out in Congress with his cowboy boots, bolo ties, and ponytail. He was a member of the Northern Cheyenne Tribe, a military veteran, a former Olympic judo athlete, cattle rancher, and jewelry maker when he was elected as a Democrat to Congress in 1986. While in the Senate, Campbell jumped to the Republican Party in 1995.
I've always been considered a moderate, to the consternation of the left wing of the Democratic Party. I imagine my continued moderacy will be now to the consternation of the right wing of the Republican Party.
Campbell was known for his passionate advocacy of Native American issues. He helped sponsor legislation upgrading the Great Sand Dunes National Monument in southern Colorado, where some of his ancestors were killed in a massacre, to a national park. His daughter told the AP, Campbell died of natural causes. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.